We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Some tax hikes will take place in Chicago in the new year. WBBM's Jennifer Kuiper with more.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot's $11.6 billion budget has passed on a 39-11 vote, with all six Democratic Socialists voting no. After passage, the mayor stresses,
"This budget contains no significant property taxes." And let me say that again. This budget contains no significant property tax increases, and only a modest increase in the library levy to support Sunday hours.
It will cost more for passenger rideshare trips, food and drinks sold in Chicago restaurants, and the city expects revenue from recreational marijuana in the new year. The mayor says she will also make sure each city department justifies its spending. Not only is the mayor waiting for financial help from Springfield, but also help from feds for a higher Medicaid reimbursement rate for ambulance trips by the Chicago Fire Department. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
No bail today for a murder suspect who prosecutors claim became angry when a 19-year-old woman, a UIC student, ignored him and kept walking early Saturday morning. Authorities say Donald Thurman followed Ruth George into a UIC campus parking garage, where he choked her until she fell unconscious, dragged her into her car, and sexually assaulted her. Police say the attack was random, and Thurman has admitted to the murder.
Cook County's top prosecutor says a strategy to reduce gun violence in Chicago is working.
Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox says the Gun Crime Strategy Unit puts prosecutors in police districts with high rates of gun violence. Fox says the idea is to work with police and federal law enforcement to develop strategies to curb gun violence and increase penalties for repeat offenders.
Which took attorneys out of the courtroom and placed them in some of our most violence-plagued neighborhoods on the south and west side, so that they could work with our law enforcement partners on the state and federal level to build stronger cases against violence drivers in those neighborhoods.
Fox says a study by the University of Chicago Crime Lab shows between 2016 and last year, gun violence declined 35% in police districts where prosecutors were assigned, compared with 31% in the city as a whole. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A police manhunt has failed to find two armed robbers who rounded up employees at an industrial warehouse early this morning in Lawndale.
Police say the two robbers are still missing, and catching up with them may be difficult, police say, because the robbers wore masks and gloves. Authorities say the robbers made the five employees of the warehouse get into one area of the property in the 2300 block of South Keeler and took some of their personal property. Police say the robbers wanted the manager to open the safe, but he did not, or could not. The K-9 team and a SWAT team responded because no one had seen the robbers leave the warehouse, but later security video showed them leaving through a side door. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The latest Trouble in Toyland report is out from safety advocates, and despite the progress over the years for safer toys for children, dangerous toys are still winding up on some shelves. Abe Scar with the Illinois Public Interest Research Group says this year there are three categories: dangerous toys, products intended for adults, and choking hazards. Scar says parents can use a simple toilet paper roll to test the product.
If a toy product or a part of a toy can fit through this toilet paper roll, it poses a choking hazard.
Scar says parents should also be vigilant about uninflated balloons, loud noises, toys with projectiles, toys with small magnets, lead levels in some fidget spinners, and some slime that contains toxic chemicals. Toys sent 226,000 kids to the emergency room just last year.
Secretary of State Police will be conducting stings statewide at shopping malls beginning on Black Friday with a mission to ensure accessible parking spaces are available for those who need them.
The mission is not to issue parking tickets, but if you are caught parking where you don't belong, you could face a driver's license suspension or a fine, says Secretary of State Disability Liaison Bill Bogdan.
Parking in an accessible parking space without a plate or a placard faces a minimum of a $250 fine.
Local municipalities can increase that fine to $350, and fines increase substantially for repeat offenders. Bogdan also says that using the permit of a past loved one to access premium parking will cost you dearly.
Using a deceased person's placard can result in a maximum of a $2,500 fine and a 1-year revocation of your driver's driver's license.
Bogdan, who has a disability himself, says if you don't belong there, don't park there. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A man is in critical condition after being struck this morning by a truck in a parking lot at O'Hare. It happened before 9 o'clock in parking lot D at Terminal 5.
A loyal White Sox fan who is believed to have been the oldest person in the country has died.
C.P. Crawford celebrated his 112th birthday in August, and soon after, the man who was a White Sox fan for 100 years attended his first game. Activist Andrew Holmes, who runs Club 100, celebrating centenarians, surprised Crawford.
Hey, he's a funny man, but he always wanted to get to that White Sox game, so I got a limousine and got in touch with the White Sox, and I made it happen for him, and he was a happy camper.
C.P. Crawford had been living in a nursing home in Lansing. He was lucid until a couple weeks ago. Holmes said he died peacefully. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.